Okay, today's daf is Menachas Daf Chaf Hei, and we continue in Hakomitz Rabbah, a new week here in Daf Yomi Land. Okay, says the Mishnah in Daf Chaf Hei, Nitma Komitz Vihikrivo. So we've been talking about various topics related to the Komitz and the different types of the Komitz and Bittul of the Komitz and Taroves. So now we have a different problem. What happens if the Komitz becomes Tameh? Nitma Komitz Vihikrivo, but it was offered anyway. It's not supposed to be offered if it was tummy. Lech ora, as we'll see. But nidakos vegrivo hatzitz maratze. The tzitz is maratze, and the komitz still is merutze laKadosh Baruch Hu as a karban. Yotza vehegrivo and hatzitz maratze. But if there was a psul yotze, and they were makravid after they brought it back in, the tzitz is not maratze. Shatzitz maratze ala tummy ve'ena maratze al hayotze. Because the tzitz, the special Beged, if you could call it, one of the big day kahuna, the special forehead piece on the Kohen Gadol, is maratza, the special power that it can cover up problems and solve halachic problems, but only for Tameh, but not for Yotze. That is the halacha of Tzitz, maratza, as we'll see the source in a second. There's a machlokas in Maseches Yuma on Dav Zayin Mabez, whether the tzitz has to be on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol in order to be maratza or not. The Gemara says there on Zayin Mabez, Tanya, tzitz, bein sheyesh no mitzcha, bein sheino mitzcha maratza, divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, even if it's not on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, just the fact that the tzitz exists, it brings ritzui for a tumah problem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Odeo mitzcha maratza, ain't odeo mitzcha in a maratza. No, only if it's on the forehead is it maratza. If it's not on the forehead, it's not maratza. It's a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Is it a din in the Kohen Gadol she'oved she'lovesh? That brings ritzui. That's to be on the head of the Kohen Gadol. So it sounds like the Kohen Gadol is also involved in the ritzui. Or do we say no? It's something separate and unique to the tzitz itself. The Rambam and Nechus B.S. Mikdash, we paskin like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that only if it's on the meitzach of the Kohen Gadol is it maratze. And the raya that Reb Shimon brings, how does Reb Shimon bring a raya against what we hold? Amar Reb Shimon, Kohen Gadol b'yom HaKippurim yochiach. I'll prove to you that there's ritzui even without the tzitz being on the meitzach of the Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippur. Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz when it goes into the Kodesh Kodashim. It's one of the big day hazav. Sharei ein odehu amitzcha umaratze. Right, you see it? Isn't that a proof to me? Says Reb Shimon. Amalo Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda answers back. No, Hanach l'Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim. Don't bring me rayas from there. Shetuma hutra lo b'tzibur, because tuma is hutra b'tzibur, and therefore when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, b'chal Reb Shimon suffer tuma tuchuyi b'tzibur. The Gemara says maybe the ad root between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda is whether you say hutra tuchuya b'tzibur. If you say hutra, then it wouldn't have to be on the Kohen Gadol's forehead. If you say tuchuya, it would have to be able to be on the Kohen Gadol's forehead. Okay, there is a discussion in some of the Achronim. Why didn't the Kohen Gadol when he went into the Kodesh Kodashim, so he couldn't wear it? So, and that's a proof to Reb Shimon that tzitz maratza even if it's not on the Meitzach Aaron. Why didn't the Meshuach Melchama just put on the tzitz? The Meshuach Melchama is another one of the Kohanim Gedolim. Yes, the Minchas Chinuch says that the Meshuach Melchama did not exist during Vayisheni, because there was no more Shemana Mishcha. And if there's no more Shemana Mishcha, there can't be a Meshuach Melchama. Only a regular Kohen Gadol can become Kohen Gadol through Avodaso Mechanchaso, but not the Meshuach Melchama. But that's a question the Briska Rav and the Dvar Avram both ask. Why don't we say that the Meshuach Melchama will wear the tzitz, and in that way we'll bring Ritzui, and then there won't be a Raya to Reb Shimon that there's nobody wearing the tzitz, and still Ritzui occurs. So the Dvar Avram says that the reason that the tzitz is worn is not because it's the tzitz, but because all the begadim, including the tzitz, are worn. And the Mashuach Melchama cannot wear all the begadim. Why not? Because the avnet, as we mentioned, has kelayim in it, has shatnez in it. And that can only be worn, Macholos Rambam Raivu, we discussed it, whether it can only be worn b'shas avoda or shlo b'shas avoda, but maybe even according to the Rambam, that it could be worn even shlo b'shas avoda, even according to the Raivid, shlo b'shas avoda, it's only something that somebody who is doing the avoda, somebody who is ra'ui to do the avoda, could wear the begadim. If a Kohen Hedyot puts on the big day kahuna, so he's not, even if you say shlo b'shas avoda, it's only the Kohen Gadol who's ra'ui to do it. So therefore suggests the Dvar Avram that the Meshuach Melchama can't put on the Avnet. and he won't be able to have all the Beit HaKahuna on, and that's why it won't be able to work to put the tzitz onto the Meshuach Melchama. Okay, that is the suggestion of the Dvar Avram, the Kavna Rav, in Chelek Beis Simin Chaf Beis. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it has to be on the right. According to that's from Shem Israya. Shem Israya, that the tzitz does not have to be on the Mesach of the Kohen Gadol, is Yom Kippur. So the question is, what do you mean? Why is that a raya? Why can't you just say, Rabbi Yehuda would defend and say, no, it is on the Mesach. It's on somebody else's Mesach. The answer is no, it wouldn't work then. It wouldn't work anyways. That's why he has to come up with the answer of Tumah Hutra or Tumah Dechuya. When exactly does the tzitz have to be on? I'm just talking two or three points about the tzitz maratza. This is the sugya. When does it have to be on the Meitzach of the Kohen Gadol? So pashtas, one would say, when the hakrava occurs. When the hakrava betuma occurs, that's when it has to be on the Meitzach of Aaron. So challenging Rashi. And that's what the Radvaz says. The Radvaz in Ilchos B'es Mikdash, where the Rambam Paskins, I'll read you that Rambam, which I didn't read before, but the Rambam Paskins, like the Shita of Reb Yehuda, the Rambam says in B'es Mikdash, Perek Dalet Halacha Ches, Ve'ena Titz Baratze Ela Bezban Shehu Al Mitzcho, Shenemer V'haya Al Mitzcho Tamid L'Ratzon Lahem, L'Fnei Hashem. Sounds that way from the Psukim. The Radvaz there asks, what happens if the tzitz is on the Meitzach only at one point? When the Tumah occurred, or when the Hakrava occurs? One or the other. Does it work? So the Radvaz says, Milishna Dekra, it sounds like it has to be on the Meitzach, only B'shas Hakrava. That's the Iker. If it's there, because that's when the Ritzu has to take place. Right? That's the Radvaz seems to say. The difficult Shita is Rashi. Rashi, that right there, on the Gemara in Yuma, on Dav Zayin Mabez, Rashi says, that Bein Sheyeshno Atitz Al Mitzcho Shel Kohen Gadol Kishe'ira Tuma Al HaKarban. Rashi says the key time to determine whether the tzitz is Maratza is whether the tzitz is on the far of the Kohen Gadol when the Karban becomes Tumah in the first place. So the Gvuras Ari, the Shagas Ari, and his commentary on Yuma just leaves Rashi B'Sorachi, and why should that be? Why is it significant that the moment that the Tumah takes place, the moment that the Karban becomes Tami? No! The reason has to take place, B'Shas HaKrava. The Kashali Minaleha, Domitzara Svara HaKrava Iker, Ubatoli Ritzi Tzitz, V'yim B'Shas HaKrava Ikal Mitzcho Maratze, Avogav de B'Shas Tumalo Ayal Mitzcho, Vafilo Haya Nishbar Ba'osa Shah. Right, even if it was broken at the time that the Karma came Tameh, if it was on the Meitzach, B'Shas HaKrava, that's the time of Ritzu Yitzis. V'im B'Shas HaKrava Eino HaMitzcho, O Nishpar, Avovav, the B'Shas Tuma, Haya Mitzcho, Lo Maratze, Sarech Iyin. Does not answer the question, the Shagas Ari, the Turei Evan, Gvuras Ari. The Gvuras Ari is on Tainus, Yuma, and Makos, and the Turei Evan is on Megillah, and Yuma, and the couple of the other Mesechlis. Both the Shagas Ari's commentary on Seder Moi. So the Gemara does not answer the question. He just says, "Tzarachi," and why is it that Rashi says "Dafka b'shas" when the Tumah occurs? So what's the question? The Briska Rav answers this kasha, and that is maybe what Rashi means is an also, not an instead of. It doesn't sound that way from Rashi, but Rashi is saying maybe it means that it has to be there also b'shas ira ha-tumah, which wouldn't be as bad. Wouldn't it be as challenging to understand? B'shas HaKrava and B'shas Tumah, he's just adding on. Says Tzorach Lama, the Vali Sphere Lele Rashi, Tzorach Shiyat Tzitz Allah B'shas Zrika, V'zeh Ritzuit Tzitz. El Shesphere Lele Rashi, the Gam B'shas Tumah Tzadam, Tzorach L'Ritzuit Tzitz, Shadei Zechal Bahadam Din, Shetzorach L'Zarko. As he continues. But Pashas of Rashi is that it's only B'shas Ira Tumah. So one would have to say some type of Svara, that, why does Rashi say B'shas Ira when the Tumah first exists? Because how does the Ritzuit Tzitz work? It must be that it prevents the Tumah. If it's a din of preventing the Tumah from coming on, it might work l'mafreya. Meaning, if the tzitz is maratze, b'shas, ira ha-tumah, then later on, if it's hukrav, then it kicks in and there is no problem with this carbon. So if you say it's about the prevention of the Tumah, then maybe that's why it could, the important, significant moment could be at the moment of the ira ha-tumah. Okay, so that is discussion of the tzitz. Remember, just keep in mind we mentioned various times in the past that our tefillin has more kedusha than the tzitz. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillin that we think the tzitz, tzitz is wonderful and amazing, but it only has Kodesh Lashem on it once. Our tefillin has more Kedusha than tzitz. It has many, many Shemos of Hashem, and if you walk into a room and you see both of them on the floor, you pick up your tefillin first, before the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol, even though it has this Ritzi power. To realize the Kedusha, we talk about the tzitz, we have to realize the tefillin as well. Okay. The Mishnah is telling you that it's not connected to the tzitz. Why of all? It picks one, right? We'll see about 10 other possibilities in the Gemara. Why does it pick Yotze, not the others? So it says that's the one of all the examples. They have to pick one. You only can ask that the question of why this can only be asked if there's a better one to have put into the Mishnah. If they're all the same, so they're all different possibilities that all don't work, then we can't ask, you know, why Dafka Yotze. But that's the Gemara says just this and not the others. There's also just one more machlokas. Does the tzitz, what if I find out that it's tameh? Is the tzitz maratza me to allow me to do a lechachila? To bring the carbon lechachila, even though it's tameh? Tzitz maratza, or it's only b'dieved once you brought it. So Rashi, in Meseches Gittin, on Daf Nun Daled, says that tzitz maratza even lechachila. Which, exactly, which fits in Lishitaso, maybe if Rashi's point of needing the moment that the Kohen becomes Tame is about prevention, that's why he would even allow Lechachila. Might be Lishitaso for Rashi and Gittin, Daf Nun Daled. Our other Achronim, Yer Sameach, and others seems to say maybe, you wouldn't say that, but it fits in beautifully to that Svara, if you say the point is prevention of Tuma. Okay, let's continue. Tanu Rabbanan. So says the Gemara, the Brisa. V'nasa Aaron as Havana Kadashim. The fact that the tzitzit maratza on a tameh problem is not mefurish in the psukim. The psukim only have that Aaron will carry the sin of the kadashim. Which sin are we talking about? That is not clear. V'chi eza avonu nose. Which sin are we talking about? Im tomar avon pigol. Is it the avon of pigol that the tzitzit maratza for pigol? Ha'ikfar nemer lo yichashev. No, it says beferish. By pigol, no, this will not be mechusha, this will not be considered to you for a proper carbon. So lo yichashev. Im tamar avon nosar. If you say nosar, haifai never lo yiratze. So also says there, lo yiratze. So therefore, pigal and tamay are out. Those cannot be possibilities for the tzitz being maratze. Ha, what's left? Eino nosay al avon tuma, shehutra mechlala betzibur. So tuma is picked. Why? Because you know tuma already is more makel in another context. Tuma hutra betzibur. Or Tchuy B'tzibur. Either way, Tumah is allowed when it comes to Tzibur. What different deos does that mean? All Karban Tzibur. What about Karban Pesach coming up? Halavai, we should be able to use this principle this year. Well, if Mashiach comes this week, then we don't have to use the principle. As long as we find a Paradum in time. But if Mashiach comes next week, then we're going to have to use this principle. Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. So the Gemara says that's why. Because Tumah already, you see, is more makel in another context. It's merutz in another context. That must be what the case is that the Torah is referring to, that the tzitz is maratzeh for that. So now the Gemara is going to ask, what about these five questions? These five cases. And the Rishonim are going to ask, what about another five questions? So, Maskev L'Rab Zeira. Eima avon yotzeh. She hutar michlalo bebama. Right? What about yotzeh? Simi, yes. Why is that the one in the Mishnah? Lamaisa, why doesn't that work? Why? Because there is a time when Yotzeh is also kosher. By Abama. By Abama, there is no psul Yotzeh. There are no walls by Abama. So, you should say that the Avon of the Torah, just like you are say, oh, it's Tameh, because Tameh is Hutra Mechlala, so Yotzeh is also Hutra Mechlala. There's a Machlokas we mentioned in the end of Zvachim. Does this apply by all Bamos? Or is this only by Bama Ktanis? By Novin Givon, was there a concept of Yotzeh? Was there a concept of Roeh? We discussed that in the last paragraph of Maseches Svachim when we spoke all about Bamas. So, at least by a Bama Kitana, that there is for sure no Psul Yotzeh. So what Reb Zeira asks, why don't you say that the Avon of Yotzeh will be knocked out by the Ritzui Tzitz? Amar Le'Abaya, Amar Kra, L'Ratzon, Lohem, Lifnei Hashem. No, it's L'Ratzon, the Tzitz is going to be L'Ratzon, in front of Hashem. Avon de Lifnei Hashem in Avon de Yotzeh lo. Right? The Bama is not Lifnei Hashem. We mentioned in the Peyat, the beautiful thought of Rav Soloveitchik, that there are various places in the Torah where the phrase Lifnei Hashem is used, and they mean different things. One time Lifnei Hashem is used by Maaser Sheni, which means all of Yerushalayim. You could eat this, Lifnei Hashem, in Sefer Dvarim. Then other times we find Lifnei Hashem meaning the Heichal. Says you have to do shechita of kachay kachim lifnei Hashem in the hechal, in the north part of the hechal, and then we find lifnei Hashem sometimes meaning the, I'm sorry, not the hechal, the azara. the Azara. And then sometimes we mean the Lifnei Hashem, meaning the Heichal. So you find the same phrase in the Torah, meaning Heichal and Lifnei Hashem, Heichal and Azara and Yerushalayim. Look at the same phrase. So Rav Soloveitchik developed the idea, Rav Shetter quotes this in one of his Sfarim, that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is really an outgrowth of the Hashras HaShechina that's in the Kodesh Kodashim. It all is an outgrowth of each other. It branches out. It expands. But that's how the Kedusha works. Really, maybe of all of Eretz Yisrael, it keeps expanding out. And that's why the Rambam, in a few places in Pirush Mishnayos, says when the Mishnayos say Mikdash, it really means all of Yerushalayim. The last paragraph in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, when the Mishnah tells us that you can blow shofar, this was the whole controversy 150 years ago, the Rambam says you can blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shecholias B'Shabbos in Mikdash, the Rambam says that means all of Yerushalayim. That's why there were certain Gedolim in the 1840s, 1860s, I think, that wanted to start blowing shofar, like the Rambam, like another Rambam, which says you could be Smicha with Sanhedrin, but based on this Rambam of Mikdash. But the Rambam says that Mikdash, a few times in Mishnayos, mean Yerushalayim, not Beis HaMikdash. So where does that come from? The Hashkafa behind that is called because all of Kedushas Yerushalayim is an outgrowth of Kedushas Mikdash, because it's all Lifnei Hashem. The Torah uses the same phrase. So, Lifnei Hashem does not exist by a bama. That's outside of Yerushalayim. Doesn't exist. It only exists by Yerushalayim, by Beis HaMikdash. And that's why if it says here, L'Ratzon Lohem Lifnei Hashem, it must be not referring to a sin that does not exist by a bama. Okay. Tosfos now says, okay, so once we learn that it's talking about the psul of Tumah, and the only Hava Mina to include, we're going to have a number of others in the Gemara, but a number of others, the only Hava Mina to include them is that it's Mutter somewhere. If a Halach is Mutter somewhere, then maybe that's the Halacha that we're talking about here. So now what's the Hava Mina by Pigel and Osar? Pigel and Osar, you need separate psukim to exclude them from this Halacha? Why do you just say Pigel is never Mutter? Why don't you just say that Noser is never Mutter? Oh, we have by Yotze, you have to say it's Mutter, so that's why you need a Pasuk to preclude it. And we're going to have others. We're going to have Smol. We're going to have other ones. But Pigel and Noser are never Mutter. So now, what do you need the Psukim to exclude them? That's Tosfos Kashin, Dibur Maschil Ha. Third line of Tosfos Ha. V'yim Tomar, V'Noser u'Pigel, Heichan Hutru Michlalon. Right, you got to read the whole Gemara in a context. Once we realize that the only types of avonos to be included in the Havamina is our avonos that are mutter somewhere, and that's why you would have thought it's merutze by the tzitz. So pigel and osa don't eat psukim. Those are never allowed. The Yom Rabbeinu Tam to pigel hutzer bichlalo bibama. Wow. Pigel is mutter on a bama. What does that mean? Dolo shayach sham ashcheves chutzlim komo. Because chutzlim komo is not a problem on a bama because of yotzei. What? What's this talking about? Pigel is chutzlim mano. It's not chutzlim komo. It's very tzorachian on this Tosfos. We've had comparisons between chutzlim mano and chutzlim komo. But Tosfos is saying they're compared enough that we would be able to have a havamina that if chutzlim komo was not a problem here, then chutzlim mano wouldn't be a problem here. Wow. The Noser Kedei Nasva. And Noser is just there, Derech Agav. Don't take it so seriously. That's a huge chiddush. But then, V'Agav Pigel, Nagat Noser. Hova Ashkech Pekra. Avagav Dolot Sarech. And then Tosfos says, Inami, Hutim Echlalo, or maybe Noser is not a problem, but Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach. If you leave it on top of the Mizbeach, as we learn in the ninth paragraph, Mesechas Vachim, Mizbeach V'Kadish Esaroilo. If it's stuck on the top of the Mizbeach, maybe also there's no Isser of Noser, and you'd burn it anyway. Or that he says, skip two lines, but Odiyesh Lefarish, another very interesting Chiddush, De Noser Hute Mechlalo, B'Minchas Kohanim, B'Minchas Kohen Mashiach, U'B'Komet, Zechot Avshesh Lehim Matirin, Then Chaylam Shem Pigol. Where there are cases where there is no problem of Pigol, or Noser, or all these items, because they're not subject to Pigol, because they're not a Avshesh Lehim Matirin. And the Gemara we had in Zvachim says, it's not subject to Pigol, it's not subject to Noser V'Tamei either. Right, they all go together. Okay, so Tosfos tries to struggle, where do you have Havaminas that Pigel and Osar would not be a problem? Just one other suggestion, fascinating, if you look at the Shidim Kubetzis right here, on our daf in Ost Tezayin, five lines from the bottom, the little letters, V'hara Mefarish, D'chutz L'zmano, where would we have a Pigel Havamina that is kosher? D'toda V'chatas Yeshlomar Habasar B'shlamim.
There's no pigel, because if I think chatas to eat a chutz l'zmano tomorrow,
That's not a problem because shlamims you can eat tomorrow. So you see, chutz lizmano is not a problem by certain karbanos because by other karbanos is not a problem. It's also a chiddush. First of all, how can you compare different karbanos? By a chadas and a total, you can only eat it today. So what that you can eat a shlamim tomorrow? No, that shows me chutz lizmano is not a problem. What do you mean shlamim also is a problem? Chutz lizmano 2 days from now, and the whole source of pigul is by shlamim. But so what, says the Shulchan Aruch, says you can still look at it in relative terms. And chutz l'mkamut, the chatas, the chashur b'kachem kam, and echolim b'chalayir, and also a chatas, you can think, oh, if you eat the chatas outside of the azara, no problem. You can eat shlamim outside the azara. So what? But shlamim also has a chutz l'smano. Or a chutz l'mkamut outside of Yerushalayim. That's the chiddush of... The Shulchan Aruch says that you can look at it in a vacuum, in very limited time. This carbon, which is only eaten in the Azara, is there any time that outside the Azara is okay? Yes? Okay, then that would have been enough of a Havamina to say that maybe that's the Avon that the Sitz is Meratza on. Okay, all the Rishonim here bring up tremendous Chidushim in terms of how do you compare all the Karbanos to each other. Are you allowed to compare just because it says it by Shlomo or by Bachatos? This is interesting Havaminas in the Rishonim. Okay, so now we continue with the Gemara. So we said Yotzei has a pasuk to exclude it. Maskevla, Rebbe Ila. Another suggestion. Ema avon smol. Shehutim mechala b'yom ha-kippurim. So another psul. Smol, maybe if the Kohen does the avoda with his left hand, that's the psul that the Tzitzis Meratza on. Why? Because there is a time when the left hand is used. When is that? Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, this has come up. When in Yom Kippur, the Gemara tells us in Yuma, on Daf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph, that for two reasons, on when the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh Kadashim, carrying the coals and carrying the Ketores, he put the coals in his right hand, even though the coals were just secondary. You're going to put the coals on to create something hot and then put the Ketores on top of the coals. So the Ketores was the real Avoda. The coals were just being used for the Ketores. And yet, the Gemara says there that the coals were carried in the right hand and the Ketores in the left hand. Why? So the Gemara says, two reasons. Number one, the coals were, he says, Yitziva, the Gemara asks, Notal Zamachta Biyamin Vasakaf Bismol, the Mishnah says, at the beginning of Hosiolo, you carry the Machta with the coals in the right hand, the Kav in the left hand, Yitziva Ba'arav Agior Bishmei Shmaya, as the Lashon is used, you have the native, the native is up in Shemayim, and the one who's just moved in is right here, just the Lashon the Gemara uses when it's just the opposite of what you should think. Why is the Ketores? That's the Iker. That's the native. That's in the left hand. Same where it says, yeah, Zumaruba Vizumu Etes. Number one, because the coals are much heavier. Let's say, give the Kohen Gadol a break. You know, he's been up all night, and it's been a challenging week. He's been under a lot of pressure, and he's doing a lot of avoda today, so let him use his right hand to carry the coals. Right? Halacha understands. V'afilu b'zmanche shneim shavim. And even if you want to say a time when they were equal weight, Ukamaisid Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis, there was a certain time when they were equal. Wait, still, Zuchama Vizutsonenis. Right, this one's hot. It's harder to carry something hot. So put it in the right hand, versus Zutsonenis. Then it says the case where it was equal. But anyway, for those two reasons, one or both, because it's heavier, because it's hotter, we allow him to carry it in his right hand. That's what the Avodah says. Now though, therefore you see that what the left hand is kosher. So why don't you say that's the psul that's coming to be excluded? Let's just finish and I'll say one more point. Amar le Abaya, Amar Kra, Avon Shahaya Bova Dechisiv. What does Avon mean? It means a sin that you weren't supposed to do. Lafugi Yamakipur Dech Shera Desmoli. It's supposed to be done that way on Yom Kippur. It's a lachachilu to be done on Yom Kippur. So you can't bring me to, oh, that's the Avon. That's not an Avon. That's what it's supposed to, that's what it's meant to, how it's meant to be done. So two sources. One we mentioned before and one I'm not sure if we did. The Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam and Hilchot, Avodas Yom HaKippur. Which, by the way, I recommend any Yom Kippur night. By the time we get home from shul on Yom Kippur night, it's not so late. And you're not eating, we're not doing anything else, to go through Avodas Yom HaKippurim. It's so organized. I mean, I don't have to get the Rambam Haskama. The Rambam doesn't have any Haskamas on Mishnah Torah, right? He just has Mishnah Torah. But it's unbelievable how he puts everything together, and this is the Rambam I just saw recently, one of the Nosei Kalim. I don't remember. I have to remember one of the Nosei Kalim who talks about the godless of the Rambabs. Oh, I think it was at the end of Me'ila. Is that at the end of Me'ila? Did I see it? Oh, no. The end of Yisurim Mizbeach. That's where it was. Once I have it here. I saw the Radvaz at the end of Yisurim Mizbeach. The Radvaz is talking about if I could find it quickly, and then, the end of Yisurim Mizbeach. The Rama has a halacha, not for now, but the Radvaz there, out of the blue. I don't know why he says it here. The Radvaz at the end of Yisrael Mizbeach says the Radvaz. He only lived 300 years after the Rambam. The Seder Helchosav Mora al Rochav Sichlo, Verov Zachiraso, the Tov Hakafaso, Bechol Divrei Harishonim, Ad Shakshani Choshev Belibi, Be'eza Derech, Hoya E'emod, Marid. I start shaking, says the Radvaz, thinking about what the Rambam did in Mishnah Torah. Ki ani ro'eh perek echad mechuber mekama mesechtes, v'kvar hefligo rishonim l'davar be'inyin zeh. Aval gam ani, aid mipi hara'iyah, uma matkud varav v'sidr prakav. Oh, the Rambam is so sweet. How he organized everything. But it's somebody, we don't appreciate the Rambam. The Rambam takes all of Shas, and all of Yerushalmi, and all of Midrashim, and he puts it together in a Mesudar. 14 books, every book has mitzvahs, 613, if you add it up, it's unbelievably organized. So organized. And it's conceptually organized. It's not just you start the morning and you go through it like the tour. The tour is also unbelievable. The tour and the Rambam were probably the two greatest organizers in our history. The tour and the Rambam. The Rambam, right, the Rif and the Raj, they were unbelievable. They were all Seder Rashas. But the Rambam made up his own organization. And the tour made up his own, the Dal Chalki Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch shouldn't get the credit. I mean, he gets a lot of credit. But the tour gets the credit. He organized Choshe Mishpat Eben Ezra Chaim and Yerodea. It was the tour and the Rambam. So the Radvaz here, the last Radvaz in Yisroel Mizbeach, he talks about, he says the Rambam was unbelievable. Right? He had everything. Right, to do everything is one thing, but then to have your fingertips on everything, and then to paskin that way, and this conceptual analysis, and yearly when he adds in his own, it's unbelievable. So it's unfathomable. The Radvaz said it was unfathomable, and we're unfathomable about the Radvaz. Right, so it's all Baruch Hashem. And the Rambam never believed in Niskatnu Adoros. It's a separate shir. The Rambam never quotes that opinion about Niskatnu Adoros. There are many halachas that reflect that fact. The Rambam doesn't believe that. We could do it also. Okay. Back to our show. Avodas Yom Kippurim. Says the Rambam of Avodas Yom Kippurim, he quotes this halacha of Smol, and the Kesef Mishnah says, so why should Smol be okay? Smol is always possible. So all of a sudden, we allow Smol, Chazal say that Smol is okay? V'kashali, kivin shalacha b'smol poseles, heichach shiro, kan mipnei tamim alalu. Because we feel bad for the Kohen Gadol, so what? Does it say beferish in the Torah that you're allowed to do this with your left hand? Does it say the beferish in the Torah, the Chorah? The Rabbanan understood it. Chazal understood it that you're allowed to do this because it's hot, because it's heavy. Why did they allow this? Says the Kesavish. Now, two answers. Number one, maybe Holacha b'smol is only possible to Rabbanan. Okay, because it's lava vodehi. So therefore, we're not to be mokim on the dinder Rabbanan. Inami, afal gab de Holacha b'smol bedam pasla do raisa. Mishum di yefsha shalo behiluch, biktores lo pasla, ubahach yach shurachmana. Chazal understood the Torah this way. Yes, it was reasons, but it's not just time. Oh, we want to be nice to the Kohen Gadol. Chazal understood that this is the way to do this avoda. Dafku bismol. And that's what the Dvar Avram says. Let's say you have a super duper strong Kohen Gadol. And he could do it. He could do the Ketores with his left hand and with his right hand. Or, let's say he goes in one after another. First he carries the Ketores, the Dvar Avraham said to Apostle, Apostle the Avoda. Now that the Avoda is supposed to be done with the left hand, if you do the Ketores with the right hand, that apostles the Avoda. That might be the Nafkaminim to the 2 days of the Kesef Mishnah. Okay. So we continue. That's Bismol. Rav Ashi Yamar, a different shot of why Smol would be excluded, meaning Smol is not a Havamina to say that that's what the Tzitzit Baratza on. Avon HaKadashim, v'lo Avon HaMakdishim. The Avon related to the Karbanis, but not a vote related to the Makdishim, the Kohanim. Vayter Omleis, Rav Simi, Bredu Rav Yidu Rav Ashi, V'yamela Rav Sima, Bredu Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi, V'yam Avon Balmum. Maybe Avon Balmum should be what the Tzitzit Maratza for. Shehutar Mechlala Ba'ofa. It's amazing. There must not have been a Mesorah on this. Because we keep asking more. It was all figured out Misvara. So what about a Balmum? Because you see, by Ophos, we've learned a number of times, by birds, Balmum does not passel. Damar Mar, Tamus Vizichras Be'behema, Ve'tamus Vizichras Ba'ofos. By birds, it's only about Mechusar Ever. It's not about a Balmum. So you see, a Balmum is kosher there. We discussed Lumdus-wise. Is Mechusar Ever a fancy form of Balmum? Or is it not Balmum? This Gemara sounds like Beferish. It's not Balmum because it's contrasted. So Amar Le Alech Amar Kra Lo Yeratzeh Ki Lo Leratzon Yelachem. No, Lo Yeratzeh. It wouldn't be Leratzon, and therefore there's Ohavamina, a special pasuk to exclude Balmum. If you look at all the Rishonim here, they all add in What about this? What about that? If you look in Tosfos asks about five other psulim. What about Zor? What about Onain? What about Shrefa? What about Mechuser Zman? All these Tosfos ask. Each one of these, you can find an avoda where it's kosher in. For example, Tosfos is an Ema. Me'avun Dezorish. She did a chlob Obama. Zor is also within Obama. Havi Mashalak Shuyi. It could have asked that. The Shuyi Kagon Me'avon Yotze. Oh, it could have asked about Zor. No, it would have given the same answer, because that's only about Obama. It could have asked about, in Dibur Maschil, the Ema, the second one. Right, Vim Tar Milo Park, we have on Shrefa, Shehutar B'Malika. Oh, what about Shrefa? Shrefa's Mutter B'Malika, because we know usually if you do Malika, it makes the animal a Shrefa. And by Karbanis is Mutter, that also relates to a sugya that we've discussed in the past. Is Malika a Shrefa that's Mutter, or is Malika not a Shrefa? That's the Shchita of the Karbanis. Rabbi Yosef Engel has the piece, if you remember, maybe certain animals have an unusual type of Shchita. Right, pushing it off the cliff. That's the Shchita of the Seir L'Azazel. Doing Malika of Ophos. That's the Shchita of Karban Ophos. Doing, breaking the neck, the Arifa by an Egla Arufa. That's the Shchita of the Egla Arufa. Those are the three cases. Somewhat unusual. But is that the Shchita? You don't have to do Shchita. So the fact that Tosfos, based on a Gemara back in Zvachim, says, Malika, maybe that's Shrefa and it's Mutter, that seems to take a stand on that issue. Then he speaks about Mechuser Zman and Onain. Onain is Mutter Lagabe Kohen Gadol. So maybe we'll read some of those Tosfos at the end if we have more time. The Sfasema says, what about Esnan Zona? That's also Mutter sometimes, in certain cases, or Mechir Kalev. And he says, no, the Torah calls that Toeva, so it's for sure not good. Vaiter. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan. Dam Shenitma Vizarko. So, when do we say that Tzitz is Meratze? This is the main Sugyan Shas. This one in the Gemara Psachim. For Tzitz Meratze. He's talking about a comet that was Nitma. So, Tana Rabbanan. Dam Shenitma Vizarko. You have Dam that became Tame, and you were Zorik the Dam anyway. So, Bishogeg Hurtza, but Mezid Lo Hurtza. If you did it Bishogeg, Pashtus, what does that mean? It means that you didn't know it was Tame. He didn't know it was Tame, and he found afterwards a coin. It's like, oh, it became Tame that Dam. Bishogeg would work, but Mezid Lo Hurtza. If you did it Bemezid, if the coin knew it was Tame, and he did it anyway, Lo Hurtza. Bamed Vermamurim Biyachid. This is only by Yachid. Avo Bitzibur, Bain Shogeg Ben Mezid Hurtza. By Shogeg, by Tzibur, no matter what. By a carbon Tzibur, even if it became Tame, and you did it b'mezid, it is hortza. Uba obed kochavim, but by a non-Jew's carbon, by an obed kochavim, bein shogim b'mezid b'nars b'maratzon, alo hortza. No matter what, it won't be maratza if it is tame. Shogim mezid, ones or ratzon. What's ones? Somebody puts a gun to a kohen's head and says, be zorek this damer, I'm going to kill you? Is that ones? Pasha's not. So what does ones here mean? B'nars b'maratzon. So Rashi says on top, Rashi says, Shogeg, Kasavar, Ein Karbonis, Makablin Tuma. Shogeg means, I didn't know that, this Kabbalah's Tuma. Like, I thought that Karbonis are like override any type of Tuma power. Ones, Shenitzma, Balkarcho. It became Tame, Balkarcho. Not the Zrika was Balkarcho, but it became Tame, Balkarcho. That's how Rashi understands Ones, because what other type of Ones? You know, what type of onus of Zrika could it be? And Mezid and Ratzon are the same thing, Rashi says. Fine. So,
Tame ba'ones, how did he not know?
Correct. But Rashi may be saying, even if it became Tame ba'ones, so maybe that's what's onus, even if he does it b'mezid then afterwards. Even if it's b'mezid, that's still classified as onus, because it was nobody's fault. Right? All of a sudden, a bird came, that's that won't be based on Blia. A certain animal flew in, got thrown in, I don't know, some onus fell out of an airplane. That fell onto a carbon. Okay. Or Rachman al-Aslan says somebody died. A Kohen died. He had a heart attack and he fell onto a carbon. Just tell me mace. Mace Batami that's also an ones. Okay. So, the Brisa says that when it comes to a Jew's carbon, a chelik between Yachid and Tzibur. But when it comes to a non-Jew's carbon, it's not included in Ritzoy. The Briskarov wonders, is this because just that Tzitzis doesn't have enough power? It's like a quantitative issue? For a Jew, it's only Tzibur. And for a Goy, it's even less. Or is it just like Goyim are not bechlal the concept of karbonos being meratzeh, l'ratzon lefnei Hashem. They could bring karbonos, but their karbonos are of a different type. They could bring karbonos ola, kivesi b'sfila yikarei l'chol ha'amim. It's more in terms of the tfila, but not in terms of the ritzoi. They don't have reach nichalach by their karbonos, so it's different. The Brisker Rav has that chakira. How much are they mufka? Okay, but for Amini, but I'll ask you a stiro. Almat is meratzeh, al adam al abasov al chilev, shenitma, bim b'shogim, bim b'meiz, bim b'onis, bim b'rasim, bim b'yachim, bim b'tzibur. Question mark. Right, it's a stira. The stira is Yachid Mezid. Right, Yachid Mezid, the first brisa says it does not work, and the second brisa says it does work. Right, well, if a Kohen brings a carbon Yachid, when if after Bekab Tameh, B'mezid, so is that Maratzeh? So, a couple of answers. First answer is right here, the second answer is going to be the second to last skinny line. As you'll see, we're going to have a couple of answers later. But first answer takes up a while. Amar Rav Yosef, Lokasha HaRav Yosi HaRabanan, Machlokes Tanoim. So machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanan. Ditanya, because the Braisa says, Ein tormin minatamei al hatohar. Hafresh is truma. When I give truma, I'm not allowed to be torim tamei truma. I'm not allowed to give tamei truma to the Kohen. In mind that this should work for a tohar part of truma. V'yim taram. And if I did it, I wasn't supposed to do it. Why aren't I supposed to do it? What's the problem with it? Tosfos in Maseches Yevamos talks about why. The Gemara doesn't say why. Ain't Torah Minatamei Latar. Tosfos says, number one, maybe it's a drasha. The Gemara, the Peshim, the Peites Manalf, the Rivan. Rivan Piresh Mishum Dechsev Titein Lo Velo Laoro. You're right, a Kohen is allowed to burn Truma Tamea. He's allowed to use it for fuel. He can't eat it, but there's a special drasha. Lo Velo Laoro. You should give it to him. And not just for his fire. Number one, Tosfos doesn't like that pshat from the Rivan. He says, number two is the quotes Rashi, says Hefsed Kohen. You're being mopped with the Kohen. Right? The Kohen's supposed to be able to use it for, not based on a drasha, but just Hefsed Kohen. Number two, and then he says, maybe this is included in the halacha of min hayafe. You're not supposed to be Torah min ha-ra'a la-yafe, which some only in mitzvahs counted as a separate losa say. Min ha-ra'a la-yafe. This is also called ra'a. Again, not a special drasha of lo v'lo la'oro. That was the first opinion. So three ideas. Lo v'lo la'oro, or it's included in min ha-yafe. Or number three, Hefsed Kohen. Hefsed Kohen, not, which sounds like a derabanan kind of idea. But that is Tosfos and Yevamos on Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph.
So how does that show not
Torah al-Tamei? Torah al-Tamei is even better. I'm going to tell you,
better, but it's lesser.
Sorry? Where does it say Torah al-Tamei is lesser?
You can be mafish.
Minat Torah al-Tamei. Why not? Okay. It's just Tamei al-Tar is the problem. Eter minat Tamei al-Tar. V'yem Tarim, and if you did it, B'shogig shumas or truma, b'mezid ain't shumas or truma. B'shogig is okay, b'mezid is not okay. Rabbi Yossi Omer, b'mezid is shumas or truma. Rabbi Yossi says, no, even if you did it b'mezid, it's shumas or truma. So we are comparing kachim and truma. And we're comparing ritzui tzitz and the halacha of whether the truma works or not. The Gemara is going to reject this at the end anyway, but it's very, very unusual. The Gemara is going to break two totally different contexts. So the Gemara says right away, Eimer, the Shamas Leather Rabbi Yosi de Lokanis. One second. Rabbi Yosi, in the case, you know why he says it works even Mameza? Because he's not Kones. Sounds like this is Dindu Rabbanan. Right? He's not Kones. That will find the person, oh, it doesn't work. Demirata Tizal Achil Fishamas Leh. But that's why he says over there that it'll work even b'mezid. But here, does he say that tzitz will work even on a mezid? Is it meratza on achilos? We had that once before already in this Masechta. What did that mean? Is the tzitz meratza even on a case, on something that should be eaten, that's not going to be eaten, because it's tameh? The Atanya, but we learn Rabbi Yossi does not hold that. Rabbi Eliezer Omer says meratza on achilos. Rabbi Yossi Omer ain't says meratza on achilos. So Rabbi Yossi says the opposite. So you're telling me that Rabbi Yossi is the one that says Shumas or Shuma even on Mezah because he says Maratz al Achilus? No, he doesn't say that. So answers the Gemara, Eifach, no problem. Switch this last Brisa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer ain't says Maratz al Achilus. Rabbi Yossi Omer says Maratz al Achilus. Rabbi Yossi says this is Maratz on items that are Tameh that should be eaten, that will not be eaten, no problem. Says the Gemara, big problem. Maskev l'Rav Sheshes, umimah says afchis la. Says Rabbi Sheshes, no, how could you switch it? We're going to have a raya from the following long brisa. At the end, we're going to see that Rabbi Yossi does hold that the tzitz is not maratza, so you can't switch it. So let's see. V'yotanya the brisa says, yachol basa shenin balafez rikas damim, yu chayav alei mishum toma. I might think that if I eat Tamei Basar, before Zrikas Adam, I'm going to be Chayef Kares. I might think that Tamalomar, you can't think that. Because, Kotar Yochal Basar, because the juxtaposition in the Pasuk, the Pasuk says, a Tar Kohen should eat the meat, via Nevesh, Shatoch Abasa, Mibzevach, Hashlom, Shel Hashem, Tumasu Olav, Vinichrasa. We have the comparison in the Pasuk of the Tar eating the meat and the Tama eating the meat. So we compare, Hanitar Litahorin, Chayav, and Alav to Mishum Tama, at a time when it is Mutter, meaning after Zrikas Adam. Only after Zrikas Adam is when a Tar person could eat it. That's where you would be chayav ala mishum tum if you ate it b'tuma. V'she'eino nita ala tahar, me'ena chayav ala mishum tuma. But what's not nita for tahar, meaning it's pre-zrika, so then you're not chayav mishum tuma. That is, on the one hand, had you darshan the pasuk, what you will learn now from the juxtaposition. O'eino, or should I darshan it the following way? O'eino ela, necha ala taharim chayav in ala mishum tuma. Whatever can be eaten by Tahorim is Chayim Mishum Toma, V'shem Nechal Tahorim Ein Chayim Mishum Toma, but it is not eaten for Tahorim, meaning if there's any other problem on this carbon, you're not Chayim Mishum Toma, and Otzi Ani Es Halon V'sa Yotzei, in order to exclude Nosar and Yotzei, She'en Nechal Tahorim, I might think that if you eat Tame Nosar or Tame Yotzei, you would not be Chayiv Kares for Tuma. Tamalomar Asher Lashem Riba. I include these psulim of Lan and Yotzei. Yochol Shani Marbe, which is a whole long brayse, and we'll get to the raya in a minute. Yochol Shani Marbe Esa Pigul and Esa Nosaros. I might think I include Pigul and Nosar also, even if they're Tameh. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Nosaros Hainu Lan. Nosaros is Lan. We had that already. So you're right. Ella Apa Pigul and Kinosaros. I might think that even Pigul should be like Nosar, and even Tameh Pigul you should be Chayav Kares for. Tamalomar Mizevach Hashlam and Mi'et. No, mizevach, from shlamims, that excludes pickle. Just derech agav, pickle's chayiv kares anyway. Who cares if it's pickle tamei? Oh, you're not chayiv kares for pickle tamei. Right, because it's not, but you're chayiv kares for pickle. Forget tamei. So it's got to be a case where, let's say, you don't know it's pickle. You don't know it's pickle, and you know it's tamei. So you're going to be chayiv kares for that case. So that's a case where that we just said no kares for tamei pickle, only kares for regular pickle. Continues the brisa. Why do you include? Why do we include Nosar and Yotzei, and we exclude Pigel? After the pasuk includes and excludes, Amart Marba Anias Elu Shahis Lan Shasa Kosher. They had a Shasa Kosher. Nosar was good. Yotzei was good. Umosi Anias Elu Shahis Lan Shasa Kosher and exclude Pigel. Because Pigel never had Shasa Kosher, it got a problem in its avoda. V'yim Tomar. And what about Basar Shenidra B'Lefnei Zrikas Adam? What about meat that became Tomei before Zrika? V'achlu La'aka Zrikas Adam? So it never had a Shasa Chila, because it became Tomei before Zrika. And you ate it after Zrika. B'bnei Ma Chayav Anolam Mishum Toma. So why is there a Chiyav? Well, why your Chayav Mishum Toma? If it's not edible, it can't be eaten anyway. M'bnei Shatzit Meratzeh. That's the end of the brisa. Because it says a maratza, that's why you're going to be chayav for it. So it's as if it's edible. So now we're medayik. Nitma in. What was this maratza for here? Tame. Yotzei lo. But it wasn't maratza for Yotzei. Man shamislei da'amar ein zrika ma'alas liyotzei. Who was the one that we have back in Zvachan that says that sits is not, that zrika, if you do a zrika on a Yotzei, it's considered a significant zrika. So it would be maratza for Tuma? Rabbi Eliezer, we had a machlokas there. That if it, does the zrika accomplish anything if it already was Yotzei in order to like affect something else? Like in our case, it would be maratzah. It says maratzah on tuma. So who says that the zrika is significant if the buster was already Yotzei? That was Rabbi Eliezer shita. Viktani, and if Rabbi Eliezer is the author of this Mishnah, the maratzah al tzitz achilas. Viktani, the maratzah al tzitz al achilas. So you see, Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that this is a maratzah on achilas. So, if you remember the Tanaim earlier, we said earlier, after we switched, Rabbi Eliezer would be the one that says, it's not Marat on Achilas. So you can't give that answer of Eifach. So we reject this whole answer, and then we have to go back to another answer. We're back to the original question. What's the original question? The original question is you have two different brises. One brisa says that the tzitz is maratza even on a yachid mezid, a carbon yachid that you're zorik b'mezid, and the other brisa says that no, that's not true. So this was all answer number one of Rabbi Yosef. El Amar Rav Chista, answer number two. Lo kasha ha Rabbi Eliezer ha Rabbanan. Forget Rabbi Yosef. You're right, it's Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan, because they have the machlokas about whether tzitz is maratza. The brisa says no. Eimah the shamsa the Rabbi Eliezer the maratza tzitz al achilas. Rabbi Eliezer says it that in the case that we had earlier, it's maratza on achilas. The lo kanis bishamislay. Who says that he would apply it to the case where the Kohen acts b'mezid? Who says that? So the Gemara says, "In yes, he would say it." Kihechi the Shamas like Rabbi Yosi, Shamas like Rabbi Eliezer. Yeah, Rabbi Eliezer would hold like Rabbi Yosi. There's no kenas in these parallel types of cases. Tatani Rabbi Eliezer Omer beMishogi beMeizit Trumasa Truma. Right, Rabbi Eliezer says beMishogi beMeizit Trumasa Truma. Therefore, you see, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yosi would say that. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Aim at the Shamas like Rabbi Eliezer beTruma Dekila. As we alluded to before, maybe by truma he says they're not kones. Bekadshim dechamer mishamislei. Who says he would say it even by a carbon? By a carbon, you would say tzitzis meratzeh. Right? That's a jump. Gemara says imkain ha'aman tarmiye. So says the Gemara, what other choice do you have? Who would you throw this brisa on? Meaning, I don't have any other answer. It has to be Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. You're suggesting, you're not bringing it a raya, says the Gemara. You're suggesting maybe you should be mechalik between truma and kadshim. So the Gemara says back, but maybe not, because you don't have any other answer to say, so maybe you wouldn't be mechalik. So therefore, the Gemara is interesting, Shakla Vitaria, what exactly is meant to the Havamina, one of the Maskana. Maybe let's just do one more line, a third answer, we'll do the fourth one tomorrow. Ravina Amar, maybe there's a difference in what the Gemara is talking, the Brises are talking about. Tum aso bein b'shogin b'bemezid hurtza. Zrikaso b'shogig hurtza b'mezid lo hurtza. Maybe there's a difference. If nitma, this relates to what Rashi was saying before. If the nitma, it became nitma b'shogig or b'mezid, that's hurtza. If you were zorek it b'shogig. The case that it says lo hurtza is where you were zorek it b'mezid. That's the case where you're zorek it b'mezid, that's not true. The other case that says mezid is not a problem, that's where it became tame b'mezid, not where you were zorek it b'mezid. Okay, we'll stop here. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk a little bit more about what we've touched on in the past, about the mitzvah of hafreshes truma. How many mitzvahs do you count it as, which we didn't get to today, and we'll get to some other exciting issues tomorrow as well. Okay, we'll stop here.